John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The game's summer ticket tour is headed to Fat Bottom Brewery at 800 44th Avenue North in Nashville this Friday afternoon from 2 to 6. Come eat, drink, hang, and leave with a pair of free sounds, preds, Grand Prix tickets, concert tickets. We will have it all for you. And you can also get signed up for the grand prize, which is a pair of Titans tickets, Preds tickets in the 501 Club, and a two-night stay at Opryland Hotel with access to sound waves. Black Tie Moving delivers the game's summer ticket tour. And for more details, visit thegamenashville.com/tour. Chase McCabe with you. I'll actually be in for Jared on Friday alongside Adam Vingan, and we'll be at Fat Bottom. But Jared Stillman joins me now. Jared, I think this is the one week that we can do this because you and I both love baseball. And it's pre-SEC media days. It's going to be a lot of football from here on out. But I enjoyed the All-Star game last night. I don't know about you.
I thought last night was a really good night for baseball. I thought this weekend's been a really good week for baseball. I mean, I think that baseball's on the up. You know, they got some real star players now. You know, when we were kids, they had stars like Ken Griffey Jr. and Frank Thomas and Mike Piazza and Sammy Sosa. And they really lost that for a while where it felt like the star players in baseball were Paul Goldschmidt. And you could never, you know, think about yourself as like the head of Gatorade marketing department.
Right.
You could never put Paul Goldschmidt in a commercial with LeBron James or Patrick Mahomes. But I think you can put Shohei Ohtani there. And I think you can put Ronald Acuna there. And I honestly think you can put Mookie Betts there. And so I think baseball's in a good spot. I mean, the All-Star game last night was 3 hours, which is good because we're speeding the game up, which I like. I thought the uniforms were horrendous. I thought that
awful.
Honestly took a huge major swipe at the credibility of the game, as I think baseball's continued to claw its way back as far as the interesting category is concerned. But I guess all things considered, outside of those pants that they made the National League wear last night, I thought it was a positive night for baseball.
You did not like the pants. I was enjoying that on Twitter. I could tell you did not like it. Just let them wear the normal uniforms.
I think it's honestly a humongous misstep. And what bothers me about those hideous uniforms is I thought the way that they played the baseball All-Star game, where everybody wore their own uniforms for years, was a, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And not only that, I mean, I understand why, for instance, in the Pro Bowl, you can't wear your home jersey, right? Like, I understand that. But I think it's ridiculous in baseball, where we've done it for 100 years, to then turn around and say, okay, not only are we going to make you wear all one jersey, we're going to make you wear a blue top with black pants. And that there wasn't somebody in Major League Baseball. I mean, it looked like an ugly, like, it looked like a low-end Division II softball uniform last night. And that there was nobody in the Major League office. And this has honestly been the crux of my issue with baseball for forever, because a lot of the things that have improved the game are all common sense. But there wasn't somebody there that just, as the PowerPoint presentation was going on, raised their hand in the office and said, guys, I think these pants and jerseys are kind of ugly. Like, there's not one person there that said, like, hey, every single baseball fan in a country in which nobody can agree on anything hates these uniforms.
Right.
And it's the biggest night for baseball outside of the World Series. And you could argue it's the biggest night for baseball because every team is represented in it. It's almost like how the NFL draft, you know, represents every team and not just two teams that are playing. And so it's a humongous night for baseball. And they cheapened the product with those horrible uniforms. And I think what I am the most angry about when it comes to that is not, oh my God, those uniforms are so ugly, but it's just how comically stupid it is to think that those uniforms aren't ugly. And it almost angers me that we have people in decision-making spots in a sport that I love that's actually starting to make a comeback. And then they, these people out there, and these, if you think that those pants and that you think that that was like appropriate for the All-Star game, you're a moron. And I think that's what bothers me.
Yeah, I am 100% with you. Jared Stillman is with us. So you, I heard you yesterday talking about this in baseball, potentially MLB potentially coming to Nashville. I agree with you on the time frame. I think it's north of 5 years, but somewhere in that 5 to 10 year window, you know, that more closer to 10 years. But you texted me last night and you said, would you still cheer for the Braves if Nashville got a team? And I said to you, I kind of thought you'd bring me up as an example, because when the Titans got here, when I was 10 years old, I was a diehard Cowboys fan. That doesn't just go away. I mean, for me, at least, I think some people might could turn that off. So yeah, I would still cheer for the Braves. I would obviously support the team here. I would be a fan of the team here. But if they're playing the Braves, I mean, I've been a Braves fan since I was 3 years old. Do you think that if there are like-minded people like me, that it could still work in this market, knowing that there's such a big fan base for Atlanta, Chicago, the Cubs, maybe the Reds and Cardinals as well?
It'll work here. By the way, don't mention the Reds. They don't have that many fans. I mean, it's the idea that the Reds are like one of the Nashville's teams is so embarrassing. It's so out of touch. Like, I understand that, you know, it's the market here. But the Reds, like, if you had to rank them, they're probably like fifth in terms of the most popular team in Nashville. But I get this all the time. I get this. I don't think it could work here. And every time I hear that, I think to myself, hockey works here. Okay. Like, they would not exactly Ontario here in Nashville, Tennessee. So it's a good enough sports town that it would work. And I always ask the question, where does baseball not work, right? Like, are we sitting here today saying, you know what, it's not working in Milwaukee, move the Brewers? Of course not. The only place it doesn't work in America is Florida. And I don't think it's ever really going to work in Florida. I think the people of Florida do not care about sports. Like, I don't think they care about the Florida Panthers. I don't think you put LeBron there, that's one thing. But outside of that, I do not think the people in Florida care about sports, especially baseball. They never should have built that stadium in Miami. They probably never should have given them a team. But it's kind of like the NHL in Arizona. They don't want to leave that big city. And they never should have put a team in Tampa. But those teams aren't moving. Baseball works pretty much everywhere. It even works in Oakland, where they just don't want to build a new stadium.
Right.
So, I mean, it would work here. It would work here for just a massive amount of reasons. The one thing that I always tell people, though, is, I mean, there's three questions that surround getting a baseball team here. We're going to get a baseball team here. Major League Baseball has said our name way too many times. They want to be here. This isn't Bud Adams saying, all right, I'm thinking about moving my team somewhere, and Phil Bredesen having to lock him into an exclusive agreement and basically give him everything that he wants in order to get him, because Bud Adams didn't have any real reason to move the team here until we gave Bud Adams a reason to move the team here. Baseball wants to be here. So there is no, I thought for years, you know, 10 years ago, I thought that if Nashville's name came up, then the Braves would put their foot down and say, no, we don't want that because we have too many fans in Nashville. I don't think that exists anymore. I think it would absolutely work here. I think it would be, and Rob Manfred brought this up, I want to say maybe in April or so, when he was talking about Nashville and the merits of Nashville, and he talked about how all these, like in Vegas, with the NFL and the NHL, so many tourists come in that are fans of other teams, that it fills the ballpark, and that they really think it's going to be good. That would happen here. And then I think outside of Florida, anytime a baseball team is good, it works in that city. If the Brewers were as good as the Braves, they'd sell out every night. If the Phillies were as good as the Braves right now, they'd sell out every night. I mean, I remember the lean years of the Braves in 2015 and 16, and there was nobody at those games at Turner Field. Now, I mean, the stadium is packed in Tampa Bay for Braves baseball this past weekend. And I'm not saying that, you know, the Nashville team would have the cachet of the Braves, who were on TBS in the 90s when cable television became hot, and so they've got a massive fan base. I'm not saying that, but I do think that all the time I hear that, oh, this wouldn't work in Nashville, and I always think, what do you mean it wouldn't work in Nashville? Everything else works in Nashville. Hockey works in Nashville. Football works in Nashville. Hell, even soccer works in Nashville. And you can't even park at those games. So, I mean, it would work, and it drives me crazy. Every time I hear somebody thinking, I don't know if baseball would work in Nashville, I'm like, that is so ignorant, and it drives me crazy. Also, baseball makes a lot of its money from the TV contracts, and so when you see, now it's going to change a little bit here in the future because of you know, this potential Bally Sports, and it's not just Bally Sports, but it's all the yeah. regional sports networks, but like baseball can have a team like the White Sox have no fan show up, and they still make a profit.
Now, what's interesting is you have, a different perspective than I do, because not only do you do your show here on 102.5 The Game from 2 to 6, you're also in the national scene doing shows for SiriusXM. So when you hear, when you talk to people, are you getting more of the, I don't know about Nashville, or is Nashville at this point where it's grown so much that it's a pretty quick answer to go, yeah, I think anything could pretty much work there now?
Well, I think, you know, it's different. You know, on the national level, it's, yeah, Nashville. And one thing, and Mad Dog Russo brought this up, which I think is really, you know, something I haven't thought of, but you can essentially put the Nashville team in almost any division. So you can sure. put them in the East, or you could put them in the Central. And I guess in theory, if you wanted to, you could put them in the West. I mean, I wouldn't. But he was bringing it up that, you know, you can put Nashville, if you want to balance something out, let's say that you give an expansion franchise, and they're going to give two. So let's say, you know, one of the teams that's really involved in this is Charlotte. You know, another team that's really involved is Portland. If you give Portland a team, you balance it out with Nashville. You give Charlotte a team, you can balance it out on the other side with Nashville. The other teams, I think, the other cities, Montreal keeps getting mentioned. I really don't understand why they'd go back to Montreal.
I don't either.
I mean, you know, talk about baseball not working. It did not work in Montreal and Salt Lake City. And I certainly think Nashville's ahead of Salt Lake City. The difference is that when it becomes a discussion here about a team, it becomes more nuanced about where's the stadium going to be and who's going to pay for it. And that's kind of that's why I think it's a 10-year process and not a 5-year process. Rob Manfred has repeatedly said that he wants to get the Tampa Stadium thing figured out before he focuses on expansion. But at the same time, if there was a stadium ready to go for Major League Baseball, I think Manfred would push forward with expansion in order to get that done. Because he would want to be here and he'd have a stadium, you know, in downtown Nashville. I just don't think unless somebody decides they want to buy the land and build the stadium that you're ever going to have a Major League Baseball park in downtown Nashville. So then it's where does the stadium go? And I don't think that, you know, when we talk about Murfreesboro or Williamson County or Smyrna, or when we start talking about things like that outside of Davidson County, I mean, nobody on the national level is talking about that.
Sure.
And that's the issue here. If they're going to pick Salt Lake City over Nashville, it's going to be over that. It's not going to be because they'd rather be in Salt Lake City than be in Nashville.
Going to be interesting to see for sure. Thanks for doing this, my friend, and we'll be listening today at 2 o'clock.
Sounds good, Chase.
All right, Jared Stillman, 2 to 6 weekdays, Stillman and Company. You can hear him right here on these airwaves. And he is getting a little pushback from some Reds fans. I kind of expected that, but of where they rank in the market. But love the baseball discussion. We'll continue that coming up next. He mentioned Mad Dog Russo and his comments on expansion. You'll hear what he said about that coming up next. Chase McCabe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.